Hello and welcome back to the Monday MooCast. We're on episode 31, and this is Mike, and I'm here as always with
Greg
and
Andrea.
And we are going to start off, as we start off every week, talking about what we played the last 7 days. So, Andrea, what have you been playing?
This week, I've actually played nothing but Skyrim.
Nothing but Skyrim.
Yeah, I know. The video would suggest otherwise. This is what was supposed to be for episode 30, but anyway. Yeah, some Skyrim. Finally bought the house in Windhelm.
Took the plunge.
Yeah, it was expensive. But I finally got my achievement for, having 100,000 gold.
Wow.
So I was like, I don't need to save this money anymore. Let's spend it.
Right. Burn a hole in your pocket.
Yeah. So, that's been fun. I've just done some Thieves Guild quests, a little bit of Dark Brotherhood.
And you're a dirty trader now.
Yeah, I joined the Stormcloaks officially.
Dirty.
Well, okay.
You're supposed to join the Stormcloaks.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're supposed to fight
through... They tried to kill you in the beginning.
They did.
They were misguided.
Oh, please.
I will say this, though.
Misguided with an axe to your neck.
Well, they missed.
The Imperials have a much cooler city. I love Solitude.
Yeah.
I much prefer Solitude over Windhelm. But, no, actually, the Imperials have the cooler song.
They do have a cooler song.
People sing in the inns and stuff.
Yes.
I love their song. But the Stormcloaks are led by Ulfric. What a cool name.
Ugh.
Anyway, so yeah, that's been pretty much my week in gaming. Nothing but Skyrim. I'm level 39 now.
Good for you.
Moving up the ladder.
I'm jealous of how much you can concentrate on that game. I cannot.
I play it in bursts.
Yeah.
As you notice, like I go a while, I play pretty much nothing but Skyrim.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back to something else. And I'll put Skyrim away for a while. And then I always come back to it, so...
It's like an old friend.
Yeah, that's...
An old Nordic friend.
I guess that's pretty true with any video game I play. I play one for a while, and then I'll stop and switch to something else, and I'll come back to it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. What have you guys been playing?
Oh, Greg, what have you been playing?
I finally prestiged in Black Ops 2.
You did?
I'm pretty much going to swear that game off now.
Really?
My achievement. Oh. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people like that game. Like, that's not that game, that series, just in general.
Really?
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
Well, yeah.
Can be.
Like, I feel like I just spawn and die. Like, I have trouble getting a freaking UAV.
Yeah.
It's so difficult. Maybe I just suck at it, I don't know, but whatever. So 50 points for me. Yay me.
Good for you.
And I also finished Assassin's Creed 3.
You finished it?
Finished it.
Wow.
How long did you play this week?
I don't know.
Because I feel like last time you were only, like, whatever, 5 hours into it or something.
Yeah, but, like, 5 hours in, because there's so much training, like,
five hours
in, you're, like, halfway through the game.
Wow.
I see.
So it's not that long a game, then.
I mean, I only did main
quest. Oh, okay, okay.
I did not do any side
quests. Oh, okay.
It didn't interest me. I don't want to hunt deer and bear, so I don't really care to in my Assassin's Creed. It was predictably disappointing.
Wow.
There was what I thought was going to be a moral choice at the end.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually really, really interesting.
Yeah.
And one that is on par with a Mass Effect choice.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And unfortunately, they did not allow you to choose.
Oh.
Desmond just chose what he wanted, which in my mind was a stupid decision.
Oh, man.
And they just kind of left it.
Hmm.
So, like, it sets it up for where the series goes next.
Okay.
Which, you know, next-gen Assassin's Creed, if they actually go back to, I don't know, the assassinations.
Right.
And make those good, then it will be awesome. But
for now, you're giving
now,
it...
For now, it's just kind of like, meh.
Hmm.
So you give it, what, 5 out of 10?
No, I mean, it's a solidly made game, despite a lot of unpolished areas compared to other entries in the series. But I'd probably give it an 8.
Really?
Oh.
That's nice, considering you said it was disappointing.
Yeah, I would have guessed maybe like a 6 or 7.
As an Assassin's Creed game, I think it's disappointing.
Okay.
Okay.
But as a game in general, it's kind of like Resident Evil 5.
Right.
Was, in my mind, like, a really well-made game.
But not a Resident Evil game.
It's a terrible Resident Evil game.
Right.
So.
Maybe we're just getting old, and, like, what we think should be the series.
No.
It's no longer the series.
No, I just think everyone's trying to be like Call of Duty.
Well, Call of Duty makes $1 billion a day, so...
Yeah, right, but it's add multiplayer. Let's do things like Call of Duty.
Right.
And it's like, well, but you're not.
Yeah.
So stop.
Unfortunate.
And I'm kind of sick of Call of Duty, so...
Right.
No!
Yeah, you can hear it in his voice.
I'm returning to Halo.
No. Oh, no!
I'm returning to Halo this week, and I'm going to be leveling up. I want to get wet work. I'm almost there.
Good for you.
And maybe some zombies. We need a fourth person for zombies, Mike.
For zombies, Easter Call of Duty?
Easter egg.
But that's Call of Duty. I thought you hate Call of Duty.
Not zombies.
Oh, okay.
Just multiplayer.
Ah.
Yeah, I'll play more zombies with you. Why not?
Can you devote, like, 2 hours to an Easter egg?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Cool. I didn't talk about what I played. Well, I didn't play as much as I wanted to this week because my Xbox died.
I know, it's so bad.
Yeah, so, like, without any warning, I turned it on early this week and... It gave me one red light of death. So it wasn't the three red lights of death, but it was just one of the quadrants. So I was like, okay, maybe I can survive this. So I turned it off, and I powered it down, and I said a few prayers. and then I turned it back on, and lo and behold, an Xbox customer support, like, kill screen came up, and it said,
man,
your Xbox is dead, so sorry, sucker, go get another one, pretty much. And because it was my launch Xbox, and it had been with me for, you know, how many years now, the warranty is now dead and kaput.
Yeah.
So there's nothing I could do except for cry over it and trash it and go justify spending the money on getting a new one, on getting a Slim. So I did do that. Thankfully, the holiday bundles were, like, still in play. So, like, I went and I got one for, like, $75 cheaper than I would have if I waited another week. So I just did it. So I got a new one. It's the Slim is really cool. It's much quieter, that's for sure. But other than that, everything's the same, obviously. And once I was back up and running, I played a little bit more Guardians of Middle-earth, because that's, like, currently my most addictive game.
Nice.
And played a little bit of... what else did I play this week? Battlefield, I guess. Battlefield 3. A little bit of Battlefield 3. I really, like... I want to be into Halo, but I'm not. And I don't know why.
I thought you loved that game.
I
yeah,
do.
I
that's the thing, is I do, but, like, I want to be into it more. Like, I want to play Halo multiplayer all the time, but then I don't. I end up not, and I don't know
why.
I
guess I understand that. On some level, I guess I feel the same way.
Well, you just hate the game, so...
No, I'm not a Halo hater. No.
I actually really, I really, really, really enjoy Halo 4. Like, for me, if they made, like, a single-player DLC, that would be, like, my, like, dream.
I just want better maps.
I really liked the campaign. I really liked it.
It was good.
It was too short, and I wish there was more of it.
I wish
Spartan Ops was, like, a real thing, because I think I would play that all the time if Spartan Ops was better. And I'm hoping that it does get a little bit better when it comes back. But
2 weeks, I think?
Yeah.
It comes back?
Yeah. So I'll be playing that, trying it out once that comes back. But for now, Guardians of Middle-earth has my heart.
Cool.
Because it is super fun. So, Andrea...
Yeah.
You're a female.
Yeah, very good, Mike.
That's probably the best pickup line you'll ever hear.
Girl.
Let me talk at you. No, Tomb Raider. So Tomb Raider has obviously a female protagonist.
Yes.
And you saw, what, a new trailer this
week? Yeah, there's a new trailer. Xbox was so kind that they sent it to me in an email, kind of like, oh, Xbox updates, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys get those.
No.
But yeah, I was so excited because it said, you know, new Tomb Raider trailer as part of the subject line. So I'm like,
Yeah.
So I watched it, and it looks pretty cool. I think I don't know too much about the game, but just based on the trailer, I feel like Lara's going to have more substance as a character.
Right.
You know, you get to...
well, it's a reboot, right? Like, she's younger and she's been, like, shipwrecked. And...
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see just that, I don't know, her character is going to seem more real, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, I mean, I love the other Tomb Raider games, but, you know, it's just like, you know, killing some stuff, solving some puzzles. Not
right.
that there's anything wrong with that, but
right.
I like a good storyline that drives the campaign forward.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It comes out in March.
Are you looking forward to the fact that now they have multiplayer?
No, I'm
class
not.
Class-based multiplayer?
No.
With streaks and perks? Oh, what does that sound like?
The game with soap.
Yeah. That one.
No, I'm really upset to hear that Tomb Raider's got a multiplayer. It's Tomb Raider is a single player game.
Not anymore.
No, not multiplayer. No.
Not anymore.
It's that part I'm not looking forward to. The single player campaign, yes, absolutely.
How much you want to bet the single player campaign comes out and is great, but lasts about 4 hours because they spent all their time making
probably
a class based multiplayer.
Yeah. So we'll see. Time will tell.
Upsetting.
I know.
But hopefully it's good.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's good for
your
sake.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get it either way. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Greg, are you into Tomb Raider series?
I haven't played any of them, actually. So, no.
Yeah. This is gonna sound completely sexist. I'm sorry if it does. But, like, I can't get into playing, like, as a female
character. Yeah, you mentioned that a long time ago. I remember that.
I can't. Like.
That's right. You did mention that.
I want to. Like, I don't see any problem with it, but then, like, I don't know, maybe it's some kind of, like, misguided problem I have with myself or whatever. Like, maybe I'm scared that I'll turn out a female if I play as a female. Like, I don't know what it is.
Things are just gonna change.
I'll wake up next day and, like, oh my. But, yeah.
I think it's kind of refreshing, personally. It's nice to get a different perspective.
Right.
And usually, I feel like if you have a main female lead,
yeah,
there's, I don't know, she's usually well-written, I think.
Right.
At least in the great games, and I think of, like, Bonnie from Red Dead.
Right.
Non-blanking, of course, when I need examples. FemShep,
mm-hmm.
Although I guess that's
kind of the same,
yeah.
But.
No, I mean, I get it. I don't know. Maybe there's also a part of me that's like, I don't want to feel like
Coral.
I'm... Yeah, of course. That's the best one. Yeah.
Clementine.
Right. But you're still not her, though.
Right.
Like, I feel like if Walking Dead, if you were Clementine...
But if I played as a female, though, I don't think it'd bother me.
I'm not saying it necessarily bothers me. It's just, like, that's not the first game that I would look to pick up because, like, for me, like, games are, like, this is the fantasy version of who I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
And I understand, like, from your perspective, Andrea, that's, like, completely unfair, because 99% of games have males in the lead, so now, like, you always have to play as a dude. Hey, look who was top of the leaderboard.
Uh-huh, yeah. I know, first is the worst, second is the best.
Uh-huh. Well, then I'm most of the time the best.
No,
don't
knife
me.
The second place player killed the first place player in the game-winning kill cam. Oh,
whatever.
I'm the boat, too.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about chicks.
Yeah, I get that. I think if I play as a guy character, it doesn't, like, it's like, okay, sure.
Well, obviously,
but
you've gotten over it. Like, you played thousands of hours of
the majority,
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I get to play as a female character, I like it better. Because, like you said before, it's like the fantasy version of yourself.
Right.
So I think, for something like Mass Effect, it was so cool because, hey, this is like space me.
Right.
Hot space guy, yeah.
Right, exactly.
And Tomb Raider, it's like, oh, all right, cool. And then, you know, on the other hand for me, it's nice to have a strong female lead character that's not like, oh,
yeah.
If only there was a big strong man to save me.
Right.
It's like, oh, God, come on.
Yeah.
So,
I get it.
Yeah.
This week on GameStop, Andrea, you found something about video games in the movies?
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting question. It was just this past Friday, which was,
The 11th?
The 11th, yeah. I was scrolling through my Facebook homepage, and, GameStop asked the following question. If you could make any video game into a movie, what would it be and why?
Hmm.
And I thought that'd be a good question for discussion because I know I think about that all the time. Like, ooh, this game would be a cool movie or blah, blah, blah. So I'm interested to hear your thoughts. How would you answer that question?
I would say don't make it into the movie.
Because, fair enough.
Because for me, I think the really cool things about the great games that have great stories is that they are interactive. And so I feel like if you were a script writer or a movie director trying to make a movie experience out of it, you would inevitably fail with half the audience.
At least, that makes sense.
Like, I mean, I, for one, would love to see, like, a Mass Effect universe movie. Yeah, I would love to see a Mass Effect movie with, like, the production values and the special effects of, like, a Star Wars. So, like, everything can look real and awesome and fabulous. But then, on the other hand, I would not want them to make, like, Mass Effect 1, for instance, into a movie. Because, like, what are they going to do? First of all, they're going to pick a male lead, probably, because the majority of players play as male chef, not femme chef.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you're pissed. Like, that means, you know what I mean? And
I don't know, is the actor that plays, he'll probably be hot.
But all those massive choices too, then, like, half the people in the audience are going to be upset. It's never going to play out exactly the way that you want it to. So that would upset me. So I would say I wouldn't want any game to be made into a movie, but I would rather want some universes to be made into a movie. Like, I would really love to see, like I said, a Mass Effect universe movie. I'd really love to see a Halo universe movie, but not the storyline of, like, Halo 1 or 2 or 3, because those stories are there, you know? I would like to see, like, what happened to the Marines that are, like, the normal guys in that universe when, like, all these planets are being taken over. Like, that would be awesome.
Interesting.
Or right when the war started. Or right when the war ended, or whatever, because obviously it's still going on. And then other games, like, the most popular games would be ridiculously stupid as movies. Like, Call of Duty is just a bunch of stuff blowing up. Like, that's really
directed
only a...
Directed by Michael Bay.
Right, exactly. So, that was a long way of answering a short answer, but, like, no. I don't want to see video games in movies. Not, like, not the game. Maybe the universe, not the actual game.
Okay. Greg?
The problem with Hollywood is that they want to, like... They just kind of want to use the name and do their own thing with it.
Right.
And if you're going to do a proper video game movie, you kind of have to do, like, a Gone with the Wind thing. Like, you have to have a really, really long movie.
Right.
Or, as they like to do now, split it up into 17,000
so they can make a bazillion dollars.
So, like, for me, I think a movie I would love to see on the big screen, which I think would work really well, especially if you had the... original writers would be Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say that.
Like, I think that game just is incredibly cinematic and has a wonderful story.
Right.
And if you had the right team, it could be awesome. But unfortunately, half these movies, more than half of them, just are awful. Like,
right.
And we'll get to that in a sec with with Valve. But, I honestly just think that's the only one I'd like to see. Because when you talk about something like Mass Effect, to have, well, you know, which side missions do you pick?
Right,
that
exactly.
You add in?
Right.
Do you add any?
Right.
You know, is it just straight up main quest?
Right.
What characters do you add in?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, it's just like, who does Shepard take with him? Because it's probably going to be a guy.
Right.
When he goes to the planet, does he take everybody?
Right.
You know, so it's just like little things like that that... Mm-hmm. I don't think it would work well, but Red Dead, I think, would work really well.
Such a good story.
I see. I agree with what both of you have to say. I was thinking if I had to make a game into a movie, there would be three choices.
Okay.
Siphon Filter, Mass Effect, and Red Dead.
Uh-huh.
And out of those three, I really would pick Red Dead. Because I feel like it was such a well-rounded story. Mass Effect does. It has too many. There are too many
variables.
Choices, too many things to do. And as much as I love Siphon Filter, we don't know how it ends. It the last game ended on such a cliffhanger. It's like you can. It can go anywhere.
Right.
Whereas Red Dead, it's kind of like all the way through as beginning. And, you know, solid ending, I think that would be what I would pick, if I had to answer that.
Right.
So
speaking of movies, Gabe Newell of Valve released, some Hollywood horrible ideas to make his franchise?
He was on the recent Nerdist podcast.
Okay.
Which I'd never heard of or listened to before. But apparently he discussed... the Half-Life and Left 4 Dead movie proposals that Hollywood had come to him with.
Hmm.
And the article, I didn't listen to the podcast. The article only talks about Half-Life, but I read this of like, you gotta be kidding me. So apparently they presented ideas that involved horse riding.
What?
In Half-Life.
What?
Newell said, there really were people who came to us with proposals of, okay, it's Half-Life 1, and there are horses, and it's a cavalry charge,
wait,
and it's high-tech carbon armor on the horses.
What?
And we were like, what?
What is going on?
What are you talking about? Have you even played this?
It's a horse race.
Yeah.
The whole thing takes place in, like, a science facility.
Yes. I know. I get it. I understand. So it's like, it's these things that Hollywood does. It's just like, none of these video game adaptations to movies are ever good because they change it around so much.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Lord of the Rings movies are like such an achievement because there's such a fan base around those books.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't do it right, it would have destroyed millions of people's, like, dreams. And I feel like with video games, the fan bases are even more rabid, like, because, like, you live in that world. Like, it's so interactive that
mm-hmm.
you really get into, like, you know how, like, for instance, like, Halo is supposed to look and feel,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I really think it would be difficult in a medium that's not interactive to make that happen for people. Like, there's so many ways to get it wrong. And you just can't screw with that for people who are, like, real big fans. Like, you can't screw with it.
I guess as far as video games to movies go, I really enjoyed the first Tomb Raider movie. You know, as long as we were on the Tomb Raider subject a little earlier.
Oh, I didn't
see
it.
That? Oh,
no.
Yeah?
I saw it.
I liked it. The second one, first one, not bad.
They made two?
Yeah. Second one they shouldn't have made. First one, yeah, okay. I enjoyed the first one. I own it.
Are they both with Big Boobs Julie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, like, I mean, especially when it comes to Half-Life. Like, how can you mess that up? It's not like there was a huge narrative in that game to begin with. It's like, you push a thing,
right.
You do a thing.
Right.
All hell breaks loose.
Right, aliens.
You just gotta kill a whole bunch of aliens.
Right.
And then you go to their home world. Like,
right.
Sounds like Call of Duty, but in space. Just kill everything.
It's true. That's all it was. I'm like, where are horses coming into play here?
There are no horses. Yeah. It's inside a science facility.
Oh, goodness.
So. I mean, you could make the science-y part in the facility really awesome. You could build up all those characters more, and, like, that, you know, that could be an interesting way to get into the lore, but, like, I don't think they'd do that. I think they would go for, like, just like you said, like, Hollywood would go for the shock value and for, like, the big over-the-top action movie that it
mm-hmm.
wasn't really, like, it was more, like, Half-Life 1 especially was, like, more of, like, a tense experience, like a corridor, like, what's gonna happen when you solve this puzzle, like, what kind of weird alien's gonna jump out of, how are you gonna deal with that, you know, it wasn't like something huge explodes and then something else explodes and then a million horses come tumbling through, like,
right.
That's dumb.
It's a thinking shooter,
right.
You know? And
right.
It's like, to just put that in there.
Right.
Although, you know, I forgot to bring up, there was something I read, I think it was the Assassin's Creed movie, got, like, some sort of director or screenwriter or something. I want to say it was the Assassin's Creed movie, and it's going to be greenlit.
Really?
Mm.
Which could be good.
Sure.
That has the potential, but, again, I honestly don't care anymore after finishing 3.
Man, you've been turned off of that series.
I mean, I'd like to see where it goes, but, like, I was interested in playing 2 based on that stupid ending. And then, like, after playing that Brotherhood, oh my god, like, I had to play it.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, come on.
Yeah.
And then Revelations let me down a whole lot, and this one was just meh.
Well, unfortunate.
So, but anyways, there you go. Hollywood making movies.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just say no.
So one of our favorite developers, well, one of Greg and my favorite developers, because Andrea hates Borderlands.
Andrea doesn't have a heart.
Is Gearbox. Gearbox of Borderlands fame. And they, next month, will be coming out with Aliens Colonial Marines, which, as a huge Aliens and Gearbox fanboy both, I am, like almost wetting my pants over that it's this close. I don't know about you, Greg.
I can't wait to play that game. I hope it's good.
I really hope it's good, both for Aliens and for Gearbox. But they turned down an offer to develop a Call of Duty game. Shocker.
It is.
They turned down an offer to print their own money.
Yeah. And there's an interview to German gaming outlet KGN.
I love KGN.
Yeah.
They're my favorite German news outlet.
I love them.
Yeah.
Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford said that making the game wouldn't have been a significant challenge.
Ouch.
And yeah, so here's his little spiel, is what they quoted from it. I don't think there's anything to accomplish there. I think if I was only in it for the money, I would have done that. I think to do Call of Duty right, you need to do what needs to be done, and there are a lot of people who can do that. For us, it wouldn't add to our credibility.
Ooh.
It wouldn't move us forward. There would be no significant challenge that would be gratifying to overcome.
Wow.
Mm.
And that's why Gearbox rules, in my mind.
I mean, it's just, I sit there and I'm like, yes, thank you for making a stand. Like, I understand that Call of Duty makes gazillions of dollars.
Without trying, even.
Yeah, but it's not anything revolutionary. And like, if Gearbox would have made Call of Duty versus Borderlands 2...
Yeah, that would have been upsetting.
It would have been very upsetting. And it's like, I was reading in the comments on the article, one person was like, oh, well, it would have been Gearbox's chance to reinvent the franchise.
But they
like,
wouldn't have done it.
You think Activision would have let them make any serious changes?
No, they can't. You can't.
It was only after, like, proving themselves with Black Ops 1 did they let Treyarch change some things around, like the Pick 10 system,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they wouldn't have let him do that at all.
No. The core things of what make Call of Duty Call of Duty are kind of like the same core things that make Halo Halo. Like, you could let someone else develop it, but you better believe that Activision or Microsoft is going to be on your ass about it. Like, you'd be like, look, this has to feel like we say it does.
You know?
Yeah. It's their money-making machine. Like, Activision is living off of it. All of their employees are living off of it.
Between
like,
that and WoW.
Well, yeah, right. God, they have so much money.
Yeah, and just wait till Bungie's next thing comes out.
Oh, they have so much money. It's disgusting.
So, I found it interesting. I mean, do you honestly think it'd be a challenge to make a Call of Duty game?
No.
No,
I mean, not for anyone who like actually knows anything about developing. I mean, of course, it would be for me, Mike Romero, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But like,
let's say you had, no,
not at all. I mean, if I equate it to my own profession, I mean, like, almost anyone who knows a couple of chords can write a pop song. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like. What I do is a specialized thing that not that many people do, and it's freaking hard and it takes forever, but, like, that's why I do it, because I want to be creative in my own way. Like, I don't want to just write the 3-chord pop song, or I would, you know? So, yeah, I'm assuming that for programming, it's kind of the same kind of thing. Like, if you have the skills, and you have the right kind of, like, software, you're working with whatever engine, you know how to work with it, I'm sure anyone can make a shooter that's, like, that works. Like,
right.
That's why there's so many shooters out, you know? But it takes a bunch of ingenuity to make something that doesn't look the same way, doesn't feel quite the same way, doesn't react the same way. And I feel like Gearbox has done an admirable job of trying that out with their games. And sometimes they get a lot of flack for it. I really like the Brothers in Arms series, which is their other big, Gearbox's other big thing that they created, which is their like gritty, realistic World War II kind of squad-based shooter. And when they came and they made the Xbox 360 sequel, Hell's Highway, I really enjoyed that game, but it got panned by a lot of people because they decided to go in a slightly different direction, and they changed the art look, and they changed the physics and things like that, and people got really mad because it wasn't exactly like the one they made on Xbox One. But I, for one, I was like, yes, thank God, like, you're doing something different, so it doesn't feel like I'm playing an HD port of the game that I just bought from you 2 years ago, so...
Right.
I like when developers do that, and I hope that Aliens doesn't feel quite like Call of Duty 2. Like, I hope it doesn't, you know? Because I have Call of Duty. Like, I have, like, 8 of them. They're on my shelf right now. Like,
right.
And I appreciate Gearbox. I mean, even though Borderlands 2 wasn't the game for me, like, I appreciated the fact that it was...
It's super different.
It was different. Yeah. Yeah. And no, that's not why I didn't like it. I couldn't get into it. I don't know. It was working for me. But I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that it is unique.
Right. So go Gearbox.
So yay, Gearbox.
Yeah.
Hooray.
All right. So unfortunately, we're still talking about the violent video game debate.
Yeah.
How it is destroying our minds. And the youth of our nation, they're being reduced to violent mush because people dare to put guns in video games. Yep. What's the newest this week, Greg?
Well, kind of the end of it so far for now, I guess.
Till some other wacko
does
ESA, something.
The ESA, Entertainment Software Association, they met with Vice President Biden this past week, I want to say.
Okay.
And to discuss just possible causes, solutions, what they could do. Apparently, Obama had put Biden in charge of, like, a task force. To kind of see what they could do about violence.
That makes Biden sound like so tough, like he's the leader of the task force.
Yeah.
You know who was in the task force?
Who? Soap. He was, till he died.
I just thought of something really funny about soap.
Uh-oh, what?
Bet you'd like to wash your mouth out with that.
Huh? Oh, that's horrible.
Oh my god.
That's disgusting.
Jokes.
That is just wrong.
Jokes. So anyways... Biden met with Michael Gallagher, CEO of the ESA, and apparently a few other executives. The article doesn't say who. And they just talked. Biden began the meeting saying, "I come to this meeting with no judgment," but he was quick to add, "You all know the judgments other people have made. We're looking for help." So I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's Tuesday is when he presents the findings to Obama, and then who knows what he's going to do after that. But
this is ridiculous.
Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is. It's a mess. The whole thing is a mess.
I mean, are they meeting with, like, with mental health care professionals to make it more accessible to people? Are they meeting with...
I don't know. It says, the article says that...
community leaders? Like, why are they just going after stupid video games? Like,
he's having discussions with assorted groups and industries in order to see from every perspective. And the day this article was written, January 11th, was the day he met with the video game people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think there's really anything else... that we can say, but, like, it is just beyond ridiculous. Like, look at any study of nations that have high video game spending per capita, and then look at their violent crime rate, and particularly their gun crime rate, and it doesn't go up, it actually goes down. Like,
yeah.
America has got a massive problem with violence, but it has nothing to do with video games. It has to do with violence. Like,
right.
They're not... like, linked, you know?
Right, and that's what this here goes on to say, like, Michael Gallagher brought a whole bunch of studies showing no causal relationship between games and violent behavior.
Right.
And that despite video games gaining popularity in the past few decades, violent crimes have actually gone down, like you said, you know? So, I don't know, the article speculates that all that's going to happen is he's going to call for... universal background checks, Biden. I mean, he's going to call for universal background checks on all gun sales.
Right.
And to ban assault weapons and high-capacity ammo magazines.
Okay, well, fine. Good. But stop going after video games.
I don't know. It's a discussion, like, I prefer not to talk about politics, but it's one of those, like, what more can the government do? You know,
right.
It's like, there's only so much you can do.
Right.
To limit... people's choices, I guess.
Right. Yeah, without taking choice away, and that's what's scary. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we going to do? We're going to ban everything that might give you the idea to be violent? Like...
Right.
Well, that's a lot of stuff.
That's everything. I mean, that's everything. Like, expression and art are made because of what humans do. Not, like, to create what humans do. So, like, there are millions of books about war because war happened. Like, you didn't write War and Peace, and then War and Peace happened. Like, right. War, and then Peace happened, and then he wrote War and Peace. You know what I mean? Like, like, are we going to ban friggin' Les Mis because it talks about the revolution? Does that make people think about revolution because
yes,
they're
absolutely.
Talking about their revolution? Like, this is insane.
Get rid of it now.
It is insane. It is insane to me, like, as someone who, is an artist, someone who creates music, and it's insane to me as someone who friggin' loves video games. Like, this is crazy. Stop it. Like, if you want to get rid of violence in people, then talk about how to get rid of violence in people. Don't talk about artistic expression that, like, comes out of what people do. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
So there you go.
It's insane.
We'll see what's gonna happen, but here you go. More talks on games, poisoning.
Yay.
Minds.
Wonderful. So, we all know that game developers like making money. At least we can speculate that, since they make tons of money.
Just a little bit,
yeah.
So,
one of them is Warner Brothers. And Warner Brothers has just registered many, many, many domain names. What
so
for?
Many. Arkham.
Of course they have.
Anything that has to do with Arkham.
So, like Arkham Universe?
Arkham Universe.
Arkham
Batman,
Planet?
Batman, Arkham Universe. Batman, Arkham Arises. Batman, Arkham Begins. Batman Arkham Dark Knight, Batman
really?
Arkham Knight, Batman Arkham Legend, Batman
good Lord.
Arkham Legends, Batman Arkham Knight, as in like night, like
right.
The night time.
Nighttime, yeah.
Batman Arkham Origins,
uh-huh.
Batman Arkham Stories, Dark Knight Arkham, DC Arkham Universe,
good
DC
God.
Arkhamverse.
That's just stupid.
And the Arkham Universe.
Good
that's
God.
That's a lot of Batman.
That's a lot of Batman.
Mm. That's a lot of Arkham.
So it makes me excited because that means there's going to be another Arkham game.
Oh, you know there's going to be another Arkham
game. Well, right, but, you know, I...
Can you say launch title
next
Xbox?
Gen. That's what I'm excited about. Oh, my God.
Launch title Xbox?
Both those games were incredible.
They were.
And I'm not, like, a huge comic guy, but I loved those games.
Those games are pretty rad.
They were a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to seeing Batman's awesome cape and shiny next-gen graphics.
In 4K or whatever?
4K.
Oh, yeah,
oh
with
God.
The dumb name. That seems like forever since we talked about that.
It's coming.
Oh,
4K.
That, you know, I've been looking at all the coverage from CES.
Yeah.
And just seeing, like, some of the TVs and, like, everyone's going 4K crazy. And, like,
yep.
I just bought, like, a nice,
I know,
a year
it
ago,
sucks.
Like, a nice 1080p
it
LED
sucks. It really sucks.
TV.
It really sucks.
And it's
like
in a few years, 1080p is going to be like...
Boring. It'll be SD. It'll be standard.
Yeah, it'll be like,
Yeah. And we'll, like, sit in our rocking chairs and, like, talk about how, like, a long time ago we only had 480p.
We had HDMI.
No, yeah.
Component cable.
Wait, why do we sound like Bane now? Batman. Batman. All right. So...
Go on,
okay.
No, keep going.
No, it's okay. So, the PS3. I have one. I rarely play it. I probably play it twice a month, because there's probably only two games that I can only get on PS3 that are awesome, and sometimes I get crazy in the head, and I get feverish, and I need to play them. Other than that, the poor PS3 does not turn on.
Mm.
It has been a massive disappointment for me in that regard, and I will not be buying a PS4 until it's cheap.
Alright.
Then I'll buy it.
Of course.
Probably. But you heard it here first, folks, and you guys can keep me to it. Unless they announce something awesome. Which is...
Like
he's
going to
get
it
as a...
Shut up! I'm going to try not to.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say I'm going to try not to because...
Yeah, right now.
I'm going to remember...
As soon as it's announced...
Stop! Because I'm going to remember... Because I'm going to try to remember the disappointment that PS3 has brought me. It's brought me nothing but pain. Except all for
right.
A couple hours of Mag were fun, then that got boring, and now it's boring. So, but the PS3 has overtaken the Xbox 3 in shipped units. Yay for Sony! What's that mean, Greg?
I don't know.
Oh. It doesn't mean it's outselling it, right? Necessarily.
Let's see. This was also January 11th.
A lot of game news on January 11th.
I guess
yeah.
So. There were 77 million PS3 units.
Dang.
Sold as
uh-huh.
of December 2012, but there are only 76 million Xbox 360s.
Slacking.
So the success of the PS3 is helping to kind of keep the market alive, the article talks about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They also go on to speculate... Sorry, I didn't mean
no,
to
no, it's okay.
They also go on to speculate that game disc revenue...
Yeah.
...will stop bleeding in 2013 and rise substantively. Substantially? Substantively. That's what it says.
Substantively? That's not a word.
No, really?
Substantively. You can. You see?
Oh my god, it's a...
Substantive.
I think,
no,
I think that they were wrong.
No.
2014.
I would say substantially.
Yeah.
So...
What do I know?
Yeah. Apparently disc-based consoles will thrive through at least 2014.
Then they're going all digital on us, you assume?
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I don't think so either.
I would like to see day and date release of digital and physical.
I think that's coming.
Because I know on the Wii U, I can actually buy full retail games.
Day up?
I'm assuming.
Oh,
that's great.
That's cool.
I can buy Scribblenauts right now, but I...
But who cares?
Need to save money. Hey, I want to play that game.
All right.
It looks fun.
Okay.
It's called Scribblenauts.
How could it not be fun?
You can summon Cthulhu to, like, fight...
Cthulhu?
A killer dog.
Ooh,
or
Cthulhu.
Sounds like... What's his name? Cthulhu? In South Park?
Yeah. Same guy.
Same guy.
Oh!
He's a god.
He's a god.
He's a squiddy god.
Squid god.
With lots of eyes. He's horrifying.
But anyways, with PlayStation 3, yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, Mike. Like, my brother has one.
Yeah.
And I've played a few games on it. Like, I for sure had to finish God of War 3.
Awesome.
Because I wanted to see how that ended.
Uncharted's awesome.
I haven't played any of the Uncharted games.
Uncharted's awesome.
But honestly, the only games that I'm missing out on, I feel like, are...
Journey?
Ratchet & Clank!
No.
That's...
Oh, I would want to play that.
It's not that they're bad games. I remember enjoying the original three a lot, but kind of after that, it's like, you're doing more of these?
Yeah, it's like HD port is what the new ones feel like.
Heavy Rain, I still haven't played, which I'd love to at some point, because I loved Indigo Prophecy so much. And I didn't... The handheld... The PSP God of War games came out. I haven't played those at all, which I'd like to. And I'd also like to try Sly 4, because I love the Sly Cooper series.
Sure.
Those are great games. Although arguably 1 and 2 were the best. 1 probably the best.
Sly 1's an awesome game.
Well, if the newest PlayStation ever comes out with, was it Siphon Filter?
Yeah.
Then
you'll have to drop hundreds and hundreds of dollars just for that game.
No, I get the game and then just come over to your house and
God.
Use your PlayStation.
That's not the way it works.
No, but if they ever do it like a new Siphon Filter, then
Something tells me it's looking bad for that series, though.
Yeah, I think I've kind of accepted that it's done.
Yeah.
It ended like how does it end? How does it end?
It's true.
So Siphon Filter is your Rayman Legends. We'll buy a new system for that one game.
Yeah, and then Ratchet & Clank would be a very close second.
But there are a lot of Ratchet & Clank games on PS3.
I know, and I'm missing out on them.
Sorry.
I know. I don't know. If I had to pick between the two, I think I'd go for the new Siphon Filter, but just replay again Ratchet & Clank 3, Up Your Arsenal. That was my favorite one. I could play that game.
I'm really, really, really looking forward to The Last of Us from Naughty Dog. Coming out this year.
Oh, yeah, I heard good things about that one.
Yeah, can't wait for that. Other than that, though, PS3. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
One has it.
I have it.
Well, I know, but I mean, you know.
77 million other people have it, apparently.
I guess, but I don't know any of them. Everyone I know has an Xbox.
Because of rules.
Because it's better.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, it is. It is.
Console Wars.
Ooh.
No, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily better. Like, it's just ease of use and all things considered. I just feel like the Xbox has a better overall system for doing everything.
Well,
it's easier to figure out Xbox Live. It's easier to figure out cross-game chat. It's easier to... It's just...
Not to mention, like, everyone develops for it first.
Right.
So if you're going to have one, you know, like, what? People on PlayStation 3 still don't have Dawn Guard.
Come on.
Oh, they don't?
No,
they don't.
They don't have it. They don't... Do they even have Dragonborn or Hearthfire?
No.
Oh,
and they have, like,
wrong.
Game-breaking glitches because they developed on 360 and PC and then put it on PS3, and it, like, runs like crap. Like, every time there's a dragon in the sky, it, like, stutters and goes, like, a dragon,
dragon.
Like, not good at all.
Oh, no.
It's pretty bad.
Wow.
It's pretty bad.
So there you go.
So in our last bit of news, and just to kind of rant and rave, because I guess it deals with video games, sort of, because lots of video games take place in space. Bear with us, because this is the funniest thing ever. to me, anyways. So Mars 1 is a private, looks like Norwegian company who put out a big, like, let's put humans on Mars thing. Right, Greg?
They did. And yeah, they are looking for people
who just volunteer, like you and me.
Just like you and me. And they're going to volunteer. And if they see that you're fit to travel...
Not me, then.
Then you can go on a one-way trip to Mars.
Sounds horrible.
And live there.
Yeah.
This is a horrible plan.
So the idea is that in 2023...
Right.
There are going to be people on Mars in a fully operational colony.
But operating doing what?
I don't know. But, so, like, every 2 years they're going to send things to Mars and, like, get this thing all prepared and ready to go.
Uh-huh.
And then astronauts, well, they're not really astronauts. You can be anybody. As long as you meet the qualifications, like, you can go. I don't know how they're going to weed people out, though, because the first batch of people is only four.
Right.
Only four people going. And then every 2 years after that, a new batch of people is going to come in.
Oh, four people as well?
I don't know.
Or is that to be determined?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, like, this is a horrible plan.
So...
Are they only going to allow, like...
So they have a YouTube video, and I watched it, and I showed it to these two.
Yeah, which looks like a joke to me. Like, it looks like some science fair joke.
Yeah.
The problem I have with it is the actual, like, modules, I guess. Is that what you call them?
Sure.
That the people live in? They look no bigger than a studio apartment. I live in a studio apartment. I know how small that can be.
Except you're on friggin' Mars.
You're on Mars.
There's nowhere to go.
Like, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, where do you put crops?
Right.
Where do you work out, you know, to stay healthy? Where is your, like, medical area?
Right.
Like, where are all these things? And so in my mind, it seems kind of pointless to do this until we, like, figure out how to terraform.
Well, right, because they're going to get there and there'll be nothing. Look, here's what I'm saying. I think this is a racket for young people who want to get laid. Hear me out. I'm just saying, if I were single and like 18 to 20, and I knew that this is being funded in like Norway or Sweden, where all of the hot chicks in the bikinis are,
uh-huh,
I would go out there and be like, so wait a minute.
Hey, girl.
You're gonna set me up. Look, no, hear me out.
Okay.
You're gonna be in a space station with nothing else to do for 9 months getting to Mars.
Uh-huh.
Then you're literally going to be one of only four people on the frigging planet, okay?
Yes.
I'm just saying, what do you think is going to happen in those modules? It ain't going to be tiddlywinks.
You want to be my girl?
That's what
girl.
I'm just saying. No, I mean, like, right?
Sure. I mean, yeah.
What could go wrong? Yeah, like, if you're, like, 18, you're, like, that's constant.
But you're not, by the time you get there, like, the minimum age to sign up
right
now is 18.
It's 18.
By the time you get there, though, you're going to be 28.
Right, but that's still, like, prime, like, booty-making time. Like, that's awesome. That's awesome. And she's going to be thinking family, because she's 28. She's going to be like,
true.
I need to check up with someone. And there's just a tiny little space, and you're on Mars. There's nothing else to do.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying. All
right.
You're not going to find Promethean ruins. They're not there.
They might be there.
They're not.
You mean Prothean?
There.
Oh, yeah. I think he meant Prothean.
That's what I said.
You said Promethean.
Whatever.
They're going to be there, Mike.
No, they're not.
They're going to be
no,
in the Turian
War. No, they're not.
Soon here.
No, they're not. What's going to be there is a completely dead planet with no movie theater and nothing else to do. So, get to knocking boots. That's
well,
all I'm saying.
I think you got to think about it this way. Like, if that was the attitude every single person took when they made the trip from Europe across the Atlantic.
I think half the guys did.
What do you mean?
I think that was what people thought. Like, they're like, I'm going to get away from Crazy King and do whatever I want, which includes, like, you know.
Right, but if they never made that.
It sounded like something from Killer 7, like, younger.
But if they never made that choice, like, we wouldn't be here.
So you're thinking, well, I know, well, stupidity has driven humanity to great heights. You're absolutely right. But I'm just saying that it's another one of those things. Except now, if you get there and things don't pan out, you just die. Like, if you came from Europe and things didn't pan out exactly right, you could still survive because we still have oxygen in the New World. Like,
right.
In Mars, if your stupid rover breaks, you don't go to the rover store. You just die a horrible, choking death.
But that's what happened here, though. It's not like you could go to the store. It's not like there's a hospital. Right, it's not like there's a doctor.
But there was still...
They had to build
something. There was still Earth. There was water and oxygen.
Yeah, water that wasn't clean.
Well, I think...
Dysentery was a thing.
I think the difference is that you're going from Earth to Earth. You don't need to worry about oxygen and, like...
Right.
It's. I mean.
Right. So you don't have a toilet. Just poop in the forest. Like in Mars, there is no forest to poop in. There's nothing. It's just dead rock. And if you don't get along with the three other people on the planet, they're going to kill each other. Like literally. There's nowhere to go.
I would hope they figured out four people who could live together.
Could you imagine? I mean, Greg, you and I get along pretty much, right? Could you imagine like this space that we're in right now for the rest of our lives? Like,
see those. I don't believe that, because...
Okay, because you believe we could live in the studio, you and me.
Yes,
forever.
We can do it. We'll just cuddle.
Oh,
now, if things go well, like, let's assume that things go well.
Let's assume.
And nothing, you know...
Okay, what's like, the best scenario here?
Best case scenario, like, 20, 30 years down the road, there's going to be an established colony on Mars, and you can come back.
So what? Like,
it's not, like, I don't think it's going to be permanent. You have to stay on Mars.
In the...
But I do think... Calm down.
I'm waiting.
It is just entertaining. I'm just listening here.
I'm waiting.
I do think that before they do this, it's foolish not to figure out how to make Mars' atmosphere more like Earth.
Well, right!
Sure. I mean, that should be...
But hasn't... Okay, let's get back to video games, because we are a video game podcast. Like,
right, yeah.
In the best of scenarios... Can't we learn from our video games? Have you played Red Faction? Any of them? Do you know what happens when you try to terraform Mars? The aliens come out of the ground and kill you.
Yeah.
So
maybe, what if they're friendly aliens?
They're not friendly aliens.
What if they teach us how to grow crops on Mars?
Dude,
hey, that'd be cool.
What friendly species have you ever met, ever, outside of Earth?
Non-friendly species have you ever met?
All I know is that that's how the Turian War started. This misunderstanding that humans bring everywhere is going to get us all killed.
But look what happened after the Turian
War. We're going to lead.
We became a staple to this galaxy.
We're going to lead.
We're
going to lead the Covenant back to Earth.
We saved
the
galaxy from the Reapers.
Okay, fine.
The giant lobster.
See, there's going to be a lot of Reaper going on in those in those little pods, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, I think that's enough. I think that's enough for this week, but we should carry this discussion into our next group play, because this is kind of fun.
It is.
All right, folks, thanks very much for sticking with us. We just got to over 4,000 views.
Woohoo!
Almost at 30 subscribers.
Yeah, so this
is
awesome.
Thank you so much.
We're moving up in the world. We really appreciate all the likes, the comments on all of our videos, our group videos, as well as our own kind of private things we do on the channel. Thanks so much.
If this is your first time here, be sure to check out Mike has a lot of matchmaking stuff.
I do.
On various games. Andrea has a lot of Call of Duty stuff.
She does.
I do Mario hacks and various other Super Nintendo games. So right now, Donkey Kong Country 2.
Yeah.
Fantastic game. So you should check it out.
All right, folks. Thanks so very much. We'll see you next time here on The Moo. Moo!